Nolte, CNN uses Soviet-style airbrushing to erase Redskins logo from 70s Biden photo. By John Nolte on September 9, 2020. CNN appears to have altered a widely seen photograph of Joe Biden with his young son to remove the logo of the Washington Redskins, reports Fox News. Before I get into the details, do yourself a quick favor and mull on this. If Nolte is willing to go to all the trouble to lie about little things like this to protect Joe Biden and to defeat Trump, imagine the lengths Nolte is currently going to lie and mislead and gaslight over big things. Stuff that matters. Thought of that should put a chill straight up your spine. In June, on Father's Day, Biden, the Democrat nominee for president, shared a photo of himself and his young son, a sweet photo of the boy lying comfortably in his father's arms. The little boy is wearing a hat with the Redskins logo. Looks like they might even be at a game. They're certainly outside on a cold day with a crowd. Nevertheless, like something straight out of Joseph Stalin's Soviet Union or George Orwell's 1984, Nolte broadcast the photo during its Monday night documentary, Fight for the White House, Joe Biden's Long Journey, and airbrushed out the Redskins logo. Imagine what else these liars are airbrushing. Wrap your mind around the Nolte airbrushing we haven't found out about. We all know why. The team name Redskins is suddenly and stupidly controversial. If the Indians don't mind, why should anyone else? And there is simply nothing the liars in the fake news media will not do to drag Slow Joe over the finish line, to defeat Trump. No detail, no matter how big or small, will be overlooked. No lie, no matter how big or small, will not be told. What's more, this is an act of cruelty. Desecrating a photo that obviously means something to Biden. Altering a photo of a lost child as though there's something unseemly about it. Removing something that was there, something that marks the occasion. As the years pass, everything in every family photo, every detail increases in meaning, takes you back. A piece of furniture. Old TV. Look at that ugly carpet. Imagine what the details mean to a father who lost his son. Nolte is not just a propaganda machine. It's a hate machine, very much responsible for these months of political violence. And now it's a Stalin-style hate machine. Deadly. Willing to do anything to grab hold of power over our lives. Including the domestic terrorism we're seeing from Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Nolte loves them some Antifa. They surely do. Nolte loves them some political violence. They surely do. Nolte loves to lie. They surely do. Every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book rewritten. Every picture has been repainted. Every statue and street building has been renamed. Every date has been altered. And the process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. George Orwell 1984. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.